RPI has a strong program and deep history of music and arts education, in addition to being the home of MPAC, where we sit today. Their School of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences provides an imaginative and distinctive approach to Rensselaer's 200-year-old founding mission to apply science to the common purposes of life.
RPI also has numerous music, dance, and arts clubs, including but not limited to ballroom dance, street dance, choir, a cappella, improv comedy, sketch comedy, orchestra, pep band, graphic design, and public speaking.
Pep band. Here to tell us more about the arts at RPI is Dr. Eddie Ade Knowles. In 2011, after 34 years of service at RPI, Eddie Ade Knowles vacated the position of Vice President for Student Life and Adjunct Faculty to accept a full-time appointment as Professor of Practice in the Arts.
Since that time, Professor Knowles has increased his teaching of African, Afro-Cuban, New World Percussion in Rensselaer's Department of the Arts while leading Ensemble Kangaroos, a credit-bearing percussion group founded in 2004 and comprised of Rensselaer alums and current students dedicated to the study of African, Afro-Cuban, and New World music.
Dr. Knowles, thank you very much for being with us. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
And thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's a delight. So after 35 years, this new avenue for you, after everything that you've done, that seems to make sense, right?
Well, actually, it's all been part of the same trajectory. These two lives that I've lived, one as an artist and the other as an educator. And so both careers have kind of gone on simultaneously, and I decided in 2011 that I would make a transition from being Vice President for Student Life to full-time devoted to teaching in the Department of the Arts.
Wow. How do you teach that? Of what you teach, how do you teach it?
Well, if you sign up for the class, I will give you a conga drum, which will live with you for the semester, cowbell, two pieces of wood called claves, and then the calabash with the beaded, if you will, the beaded gourd, and we'll teach you how to play those instruments within the context of Afro-Cuban music, social music, and then bembe music, which is ritual music for religious ceremonies.
How do you grade?
You grade based on the progress that students make during the course of the semester in developing their technique, their understanding of the rhythms, and the ability to play together as an ensemble, because they are actually divided up into small ensembles with the understanding that the final evaluation will involve their ability to play all the parts for particular rhythms that have been assigned.
So does all of this become Ensemble Kangaroos?
The Ensemble Kangaroos is a follow-on credit-bearing course, and so students who have successfully completed the introduction to Afro-Cuban percussion are invited, with my authorization, to sign on for credit to continue studying with me. But now the panoply is much broader, because we go beyond Afro-Cuban to African music and to New World percussion, with the expectation that every semester they will receive one credit as they continue the progress performing with the ensemble.
How do you utilize this facility, MPAC?
Well, last November, we had a major performance here, two 35-minute sets, if you will, and that included guest artists. And, of course, MPAC is an extraordinary venue that allows for all types of performance. And when you consider the kinds of percussion instruments that we use, this is a great place to host an event where we're performing.
Do you find that there is also a history component? I mean, not only are you teaching the music, but you want, I assume you want that component of where this music comes from, how this music fits into these societies and into these cultures and into our society and culture.
Absolutely. In fact, throughout the course, I will give what I call mini lectures on different aspects of the history of the music, the connections in terms of the various people who came over, if you will, on the slave ships and resided there, and how they preserved the music, the influence and impact of Afro-Cuban music on music in the broader context. During the semester, they'll have a chance to see videos of performances by professional companies in Cuba. So the focus is not just on learning to play rhythms, but it's really to understand the history, the culture, and the interrelatedness of this music to other aspects of music. Students are required to write a paper before the semester's over. They can think about their own personal experiences, or they can study, if you will, one of the several concepts that we discuss in the class to write a paper. So it's really a broad experience in terms of awakening their interest and their knowledge about this music, and hopefully helping them to tune their ears to hear music differently as they listen to other genres.
So have you traveled?
Yes, I have. I've been to Cuba. I was there last year for about 11 days. I've been to various parts of Africa, to Europe, to Tahiti, many parts of Europe. So I've done a lot of traveling over the years.
Have you taken any students with you?
Well, I mean, it's interesting you ask that question, because I'm in the throes now of developing folkloric study tours.
Wow.
And I'd like to take students to Cuba, to Africa, to various parts of West Africa, and to Brazil, because the music of the ensemble actually incorporates, if you will, music from these areas, in addition to original compositions that I've put together.
In the minute we have left, so is it nice just teaching and not having to deal with the bureaucracy of, you know, being...
or the anger,
you know.
Well, let's just say
it's
that,
nice,
that
right?
it's a different stream. But I do want to just stress, because you've highlighted a number of things that have happened here at Rensselaer, and sometimes people think that we're all about just the science and the technology. They don't realize that the big A for arts is a key aspect of what we're about as an institution, which is why IMPACT serves, if you will, as a major platform for us, because in fact it is about science, technology, and arts, and the synergy between those three that takes place, with this building being representative of that. But we have many talented students and faculty on this campus, and so for us, the music is a central part of also connecting right and left brain in terms of creativity.
Dr. Eddie Ade-Knowles is Professor of Practice in the Arts at RPI in Troy, New York. To learn more about the Humanities School here, visit HASS. It's haas.rpi.edu. Dr. Knowles, I thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
And thank you so much for inviting me to be here. And Alan, it's an absolute pleasure to see and meet you today.
Great to see you.
Coming up, the Albany Symphony American Music Festival broadcast continues at MPAC on WAMC.